In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Gird your loins, and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. What we desire, what we hope for, what we have faith in, has not yet wholly come to pass. What our hearts and our minds should be fixed on has yet to be made manifest. This is not an uncommon situation for the people of God in the history of the world. After all, did not the Jews spend many years in captivity in Egypt, but with faith that God would deliver them from their slavery? They offered prayers, they offered sacrifices, and in God's time, Moses was sent to them to deliver them from slavery. Prior to this, Abraham had received a promise from God that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars of the sky. And even though he grew old, and his wife Sarah grew old, past childbearing years, they still had faith. And in God's time, they were blessed with Isaac. And even when God commanded Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, Abraham still had faith, so much so that it required the angel to stay Abraham's hand. God spared Isaac's life on Mount Moriah, even though many hundreds of years later, on that same mountain outside of Jerusalem, God's own son would not be spared when he was sacrificed for your sins and for mine. The Jews had faith for many years in the coming of the Messiah. They hoped in him, they prayed for his coming, and they knew he would come. And in the fullness of time, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so we too wait in sure and certain hope. Every time we pray the Our Father, we pray, Thy kingdom come, knowing that the Lord will return. Every time we profess our faith, we pray that the Lord will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. We know these things will come to pass, and we are only waiting. But how are we doing? Like servants awaiting the Master's return. I'm a great fan of bumper stickers. In fact, if I'm ever in an accident, you can probably bet some good money that would be because I was tailgating in order to read the bumper sticker. They can be very informative. So, for example, if you see a Prius with a coexist bumper sticker, you know they're going to be a pain. And if you see a Chevy Suburban with a stop global warming sticker, you know that there's a person in there who really hasn't thought things out either way. But my favorite bumper sticker, one of them, says, Jesus is coming. Look busy. Jesus is in fact coming, but we need to do more than simply look busy. Because as a professor of mine at the university was fond of saying, you can't shuck and jive God. We are truly to be busy. We can't just look like it. What are we to do? We are to gird our loins. What in heaven is that? Well, I'll tell you what it is. You know, once upon a time, everyone dressed like I did. Long robes, you know, down to your feet. They are very comfortable, let me tell you. They are warm in winter. They are cool in summer. But if you have to run, or you have to engage in battle, or you have to do hard labor, not so good. So what would you do? You would reach between your legs and grab the rear hem of the robe, you would pull it up, tuck it in your belt, cinch the belt tight, and your loins were girt. And so you would be able to be in battle or do hard physical labor. So we need to guard our loins. But it's not a matter of pulling your garment up. It's a matter of working, doing the work which God wants us to do, the work of righteousness, of obeying His commandments. We are to light our lamps. Jesus talks about lighting lamps a lot, so you got to figure it's pretty important. Remember the parable of the 10 wise and the 10 foolish virgins? The 10 virgins who got to go to the wedding feast and the 10 that didn't because they didn't bring enough oil and they were trying to get more oil when the bridegroom arrived. And he went in, and when they came, knocked on the door, he said, "I don't know you. You weren't here when I came." We are to light our lamps. Why would you light your lamp if you're a servant? Well, because your job doesn't stop when it gets dark. You need to have light to work. And when your master gets home, he wants to be able to see too. Well, the light that we are to light is the light of faith, of belief. And it's not enough just to believe. We need to express that belief in what we say and what we do. And it's very important that we don't assume that we'll have plenty of time to do it later. I bet you've met people like that. "Oh, yeah, I know I got to get right with God, but I'll do it later. I've got other things to do now." Later may never come. I remember when I was a kid, my mom would go somewhere, and she'd give me a list of things I had to do while she was gone. Did I do them right away? Of course not. I waited until the last moment. And sometimes that worked out. Other times, she would drive up right as I was doing something. Or, this was the bad times, when she would walk in and I'd be playing a video game or doing something else. And, "Hi, Mom." Because the Master will come at an unexpected day and at an unknown hour. And we need to be ready for him. We can't be like the one in the parable who says, "Oh, it's going to be time. I can do whatever I want until he gets here." None of us know when he's coming. He will come at an unexpected day and at an unknown hour. And so we need to be ready when he calls us, either when he returns in glory at the end of time or when we are called home at the hour of our death. And we need to use well what we have been given, because much will be required of those who have been given much. And we have been given a lot. We have been given the greatest gift ever in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he has given us two things, two principal things, one of which is a knowledge of who God is, of who we as human beings are to be, and what God expects of us. And God doesn't just give us knowledge. He gives us the power to act upon that knowledge by giving us himself, his own life, grace. He gives it to us most especially through the sacraments and most especially through the holy sacrament of the altar. If God has given us such a great gift, what must he expect of us in return? Now, if you don't understand what I just said, think about Spider-Man. You know, think about the prophet Stan Lee. What did Uncle Ben say to Peter Parker? "With great power comes great responsibility." Same difference. The point is that we need to be ready for the Master's return, so that when he returns, he may find us busy at work. So that when he returns, he will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servants." And he will invite us into the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he himself will serve us with eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.